Hey, I want to give you landowners just a tiny little piece of information, and, but I want you to know and understand this because I think it matters. When you get ready to sell a piece of property and you sign a listing agreement with the agent and the brokerage that's representing your property, whether it's mine or anybody else's, there's most likely in that listing agreement a paragraph or a few sentences in there that we refer to as the protected period. And usually it basically says something like, you know, hey, if an agreement to purchase this property comes into play within a certain period of time after this listing agreement expires, and it's someone that we have shown the property to, this is the broker speaking, I was reading his paragraph for you, so to speak, and it's someone that we have shown this property to, then we're entitled to that sales commission. That's straight up legitimate. Every real estate company probably has a protected period or some kind of protected agreement in their business. Nothing wrong with that. Makes good sense. If a real estate company, you know, has got your property listed and they show it to somebody, you know, and 3 weeks later the listing agreement expires, and a couple weeks later that guy comes back, maybe he's been working offshore, or he's getting some things right on his own end financially, or they sell a house in Montana and they're moving, you know, down here to Missouri or wherever, and he calls you back and go, hey, that property I looked at, I'm ready to make an offer, make a deal on that, you know, I want to proceed with that. Or they have gotten to know the owners, because a lot of times owners are involved in deals and showing property, especially larger tracts, and they call the owner and go, hey, that property I looked at, I'm ready to go ahead and make a deal on it. Well, that broker has earned that commission because he's the one who's advertising and marketing, found that buyer, he's the one that went out there and showed him, and just because a little bit of time went by, the listing agreement expired, and that guy comes along and makes a deal, hey, that's just the timing of it. Makes perfect sense. You know, I understand that, I agree with that, it should be that way. Very rarely comes into play. Here's the point I want to make to you if you're a landowner. When you have a listing agreement that you're about to sign to list a piece of property, any kind of land, house, commercial building, whatever, be sure you understand that protected period. In my opinion, this is Pat Porter talking to you as a real estate broker, in my opinion, that protected period ought to be a short period of time. 2-3 months is kind of standard for us. That's what ours is. I think ours on our rec land listing agreements, I think it's 90 days. That's a reasonable amount of time. And it also needs to apply to people who that broker, that agent has actually shown the property to, not just maybe sent a flyer to, or a guy looked at it on the internet, or he responded to a Facebook ad, a post or something. That broker needs to have engaged that buyer and shown that property to him for that person to be what we call, you know, the protected buyer during that protected time. So keep that in mind. I'll tell you why I bring this up. Dealing with some people that have some property they want us to list and sell, and they've explained to me the protection period of a previous listing they had. I'm not going to give you too many details because I don't want to disclose who it is, where it is, what it is, but just trust me when I say it is a stupid amount of time. Stupid, in my opinion, highly unreasonable amount of time. But it's in the listing agreement that they signed. And then they got a list of the people that are protected, and it's everybody that had gotten a flyer on this property. Well, folks, I can send out massive letters. I can send out 500 letters to people, maybe in 3 or 4 parishes or counties about a property we have for sale. That in no way ought to protect those people for my good. I did not secure them as potential buyers. I just marketed to them. So all that said, every broker's got their own way of doing it. Most are going to be pretty standard, pretty reasonable. All going to differ just a little bit. They are good. It is a good policy, a good provision, because it protects us in what we do, especially against some people that are just flat unscrupulous. I mean, they're kind of people that kicked puppies when they were kids and now they're adults. They want to cheat you out of every dime. So that's in there for a reason. But look at it close, and if you think that time is unreasonable, it's some long, extended year or more period of time, put your foot down. Have him change that. That's something that is completely negotiable. You're not bound to that. It's not some set in stone thing. You can negotiate that and go, no, I think this is a little too long, and have that changed. Look for it. It's in the print in your listing agreements that most people don't read, but it's there. So anyway, just a tip for you. Watch out for that and make sure that it's reasonable, not onerous or prohibitive, to protect you and help you get your property sold, whether it be during a first term of a listing or sometime down the road. So anyway, there you go. Bye.